We like to go to garage and estate sales and look for treasures. We also like to gather collectors and resellers alike and provide them with valuable information about products, many of them vintage, and share tips about how to get started and make some extra side money doing what we do. Thanks for joining us today. This is your first time listening to this podcast. So this is a podcast that we host live on YouTube twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And on Tuesdays, we like to share like a little bit of our sales, like our favorite items sold. Those who are in the audience, we invite you to also share, because by sharing, we learn, right? So that's why we do it. And you ask good questions and you learn. And a lot of those who are here, Rich, Duncan, Chandra, Brittany, they know so much about so many things that we're still learning about and offer so much good advice. So so those of you who are just joining, my name is Marina.
My name is Michelle.
Michelle, and this is our third year going into reselling, and we are exploring new things this year. So we do want to share about that, our journey of the new streams of income that we're exploring this year. And this Thursday, 5:30 Pacific Time PST live on YouTube, we have a special guest, Tori from Evolving Always Productions. She's going to talk about like using some of your reselling money to invest, right? To put it in the market, stock market. And you make that another stream of income. So there's always a way to hustle. There's always a way to make money. You know, I'm a part-time teacher. And so when I don't work, I don't get paid. So this is one other reason why, you know, we decided to get into making our own small business here. So Rich is sharing that thrifting buy. I did my YouTube video last week. How did it go? Rich, we need to subscribe to your YouTube channel. Should. I don't think we've done that yet. So Michelle, I'm going to let you do that on your phone. You have homework. Brittany, all bossed up. She provides a wealth of information, just super. She's a reseller as well. She says, hey, Chandra. Hey, Michelle and Marina with the heart back to you, Brittany. So follow her on Instagram. And so Rich said, I just lost a friend with COVID last week. She taught me the flea market game. Oh no. That is extremely sad. I am so very, very sorry to hear that, Rich. This is extremely, extremely sad what's happening right now in the US with COVID and all over the world, actually.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, you want to share that?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we talk every week about how sales went, but we also want to share a new bolo, right? So be on the lookout of the week. And this week, we're going to be talking about Starbucks mugs because they're super duper hot. They've been hot, but it's important to know what to look for when you're out in the thrift store. Quick shout out to Girly Girl Style Hubs. Who's stopping by Bill to just let us know that he cannot stay because his wife Tori had an eye appointment and got her eyes dilated. So that means she can't really see well. So he will rewatch when he could see when. Actually, he got his eyes dilated also. Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah. That doesn't allow you to see well at all. How did you guys? I hope you had a way home.
Did you dilate each other's eyes?
No, they do that at the eye doctor.
I know.
Oh, good. Okay. Thanks for stopping by, Bill. We appreciate that. Hope that you get a little R&R with Tori tonight and enjoy your dinner. Thank you so much.
Okay. So let's get started. So our sales actually went down this past week. I think a couple of reasons. I think it could be because people are slowing down on buying stuff. I think that's one. The other thing is potentially we weren't active enough on these platforms. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, so, I definitely have an answer to why our sales were less. I totally have an answer. So I didn't source. That's what it is. So usually I do some heavy sourcing. And when I do, our sales immediately increase. So we know what we need to do to increase our sales. right? But we also are just two of us that do this when we are not paying attention or not paying attention. We do this when we're not working our day jobs. Our jobs are number one. They help us pay for the roof over our heads. They allow us to do this on our spare time. And I didn't source for many reasons. It's cold. the COVID situation is horrible right now where we live in California. And my brother had a baby. So we visited him twice and his baby, our nephew. And so there's, you know, when you take away from the business, you're going to see it in the results. Now, that's not to say that, you know, there's not a strategy behind how to set. So we are in the process of hiring somebody to help us list every day, in the process of doing that. So, you know, bear with us. However, I'm happy with our sales. I'm happy with our income because it's doubled since last year. So we're still doing really great.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look. I'll let you go over it.
You got it. So Duncan VR is asking, are we still in eBay jail? We got out of eBay jail, thankfully. Thanks for asking. Okay. So the gross was $569.49. Very, very low compared to what we usually aim for. And our profit was only $361.53. So it was, you know, eBay, Mercari, Poshmark, and Etsy where we sold. Very limited, super duper limited what we did on each store. So shall we continue? We're going to continue with our favorite items sold for the week.
It's interesting because Poshmark was the winner this week, this past week. And usually, I mean, it was because of one buyer who purchased quite a few things from our store. So that was the winner for the week.
That's true. He discovered the gems in our store.
Yeah. All right, let's get started. Here's your first one. I'll let you go through it.
Sure. So this is a really beautiful vintage. It's a 1984 Olympics Los Angeles hat, and it actually had two pins on it. So our cost was like $3. We bought it in a lot at an estate sale, and it sold for $58. And it's a beautiful hat in fantastic condition. So vintage hats are a thing. They are a bolo. If you could find those, they're usually vintage trucker hats are the ones you want to look for.
The cool thing about this hat is it's never been worn. So it's super clean inside. And I think $58 is quite a steal.
Yeah, I think so too. You could sell some of these vintage items for like $100 or higher. So yeah, it was definitely a steal. He knew that. He's from Los Angeles. And especially if you're living in Los Angeles and you have a little bit higher income, you know, to spend on things. Oh, those stimulus checks I heard are coming out too. But anyway, he's like, I saw this deal. I'm a Los Angeles person. I'm going to go for it. And it's, again, it's gorgeous. I wouldn't mind collecting this if I was a collector, having it in my collection.
Yeah. All right. This next item, it's another really cool item that was sold. This is a Yankees Stitch brand hoodie. Actually, it's embroidered and it's got a little Yankee logo patch on the right sleeve, a giant Yankee logo in the front. Super cute. It's way too big. If I could fit in it, I would probably keep it. So this was sourced for $3, sold for $35.
Oh, trust me, I'm not even a Yankees fan and I wanted to keep it. It has a cool Yankees patch on the side with like the red, it's red and black and blue. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a baseball tee, like where the majority of the hoodie is like a navy blue and then the white sleeves and hoodie. It's gorgeous. I would have kept it, but you know, I live in LA, so I don't need that.
It's, you need a Dodgers one.
Right.
You got to update. Sorry, didn't update the title.
So let us know how your sales went last week. Feel free to share in the chat so we could share with our listeners and tell us what your favorite items sold were. You know, where did you do well in sales? Because it also helps us analyze the trends, right? We are in January. It is the end of January. Sales do slow down a little bit usually. And so, you know, Rich said that people are waiting on stimulus checks. They are also skeptical of Biden's plan for the economy. Yeah, I know, right? We still have to, we have to see what's going to happen with all of that. A lot of people are getting their stimulus checks. So, and which ones are those? The $600 ones or the $2,000 or $1,000? I don't even know.
$600. $600. The other
$100
has been approved. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. And Duncan said he got a stimulus check, but it didn't stimulate him.
Why would he get one? He's in Australia. All right.
Okay. So this is a really cool. So golf is still a thing. People are still golfing. That's like a huge activity during the pandemic. And we sold a golf mug. The golf mug is so cute. It's a mug and it has a little like an indent on the bottom, and it comes with a putter and a little mini golf ball. So like you can have this on your desk, drink coffee, and you can put the little golf ball through the mug. Has like a little tunnel in the middle of the mug. And then it says tea time. So actually it's a teacup. It's cute. I love this. I love this cup.
All right. This next one, this pair of shoes actually is a donation from your mom, right?
Yeah, these are my mom's shoes. I think she probably wore them once or not even once.
Oh my God. They're in such great condition. And it's a Converse All-Star Chuck Taylor shoes. And this was cost us nothing, $0, and sold for $30.
Yep. So black Converse low tops. Those are kind of popular right now. Brittany Albastov said, I sold a lot of athletic wear and shoes. And that makes so much sense because new year, everyone's into working out, you know, the new year resolution. And This is a good time. That makes sense. Thanks for sharing, Brittany. Keely Bannister is joining us and she says, hello, everyone. Joining from the UK.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Keely. What time is it in your neck of the woods? And then Brittany all bossed up said boots are still selling. Yeah, that makes sense too, because like it's been cold in general. I feel like all over the US there's been like that storm and it's been cold in general, so you need boots for the snow. Heck, we got snow in Southern California last couple days. And not just in the mountains, like in other places like in the non-mountains, so boots are needed, right? So thanks for sharing that, Brittany. Okay, so is that yours, Chan?
Yours. Please don't call me Chan.
Sorry. She doesn't like it when I call her by her last name. Bad habit. All right. So vintage Disney store, Eeyore 13-inch large plush stuffed animal. So cute. We sold this one for $50. So if you are looking for plush stuffed animals, anything vintage and Winnie the Pooh is going to do really well. It may not sell like tomorrow, like right away, but it will sell. And we've had many vintage Winnie the Pooh items, plush items sell in our store. It was so, look at those sad eyes. It's just so cute. How can you not smile looking at it? So Rich Thrifting By said, I got my $600. We are now waiting on the $1,000. Fantastic. I don't think we've gotten anything yet. So I hope we get something.
I hope so too.
It would be much needed because, I didn't file for unemployment or anything like that during my time off. And, it would be much needed.
Brittany has a question, or Brittany says, whoa, I can't believe that on the plush. Amazing. So Brittany, this is vintage. If you look at the little tag on the stuffed animal, you could see if there's like a vintage old Disney logo or a newer one. Older ones are worth more. We actually sold another Eeyore for $70, and that was really, really old. It had an old Disney logo on there.
Yeah, and we find these usually at estate sales, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can find them anywhere, garage sales, but for us, we've been fortunate in locating these at estate sales. So Keely Bannister answered our question. She said it is 1:50 a.m. in her neck of the woods in the UK. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday early in the morning. We appreciate that.
All right.
Okay.
Can I move on?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we are going to talk about Starbucks, Bolo, tumblers, and mugs. But I do want to add some fun fact in there because I'm kind of geeked out about this kind of stuff. So I think you guys will find this interesting. is how the mermaid logo came about. So basically, the founders wanted to start a company that starts with the letters ST. The advertising specialist suggested that ST words were powerful. So the founders were trying to look for a word, and they stumbled across the book Moby Dick. There was a character in the book named Starbuck, captain, a Hobbs first mate, and no-nonsense crew member of the Pequod. So in the book, he's known for his quiet nature and moral goodness. And so that's how they came up with the word with the name Starbucks. So the mermaid is also something interesting. It has nothing to do with the book, but the mermaid is basically meant to be a seductive sea siren representing the brand's nautical theme. She's not connected to the book, but she's forever associated with the brand. So on here, you know how they started from 1971, has a really old brown logo of a mermaid, and it has evolved since then.
Hey you, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you like what you hear, please take a second to rate our podcast. Our podcast is fairly new and we're in need of comments. If you can think of anyone an episode may be helpful for, please share the episode with them. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And again, a million thanks for stopping by.
To a more modern look. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm so happy, Michelle, that you delivered this information, because you are in marketing and branding and advertising. And there is, for anyone who really wants to get serious with their business, you know, maybe not when you're starting out, but like us, first year we did this, we didn't know we were going to continue doing it. You know, we decided year two to continue doing it. Oh, let's try another year, see how it goes. By year three, we're like, okay, this is a business and we want to grow it, right? So once you are there, then it's definitely worth investing in building your brand and doing it like this, because it is powerful and it has a lot of meaning, and it does affect the quality of your business, believe it or not. So thanks for presenting that, Michelle. I appreciate that.
And I'm adding this because so then you guys can recognize the old Starbucks logo. So if you do come across something that has an old logo, it might be a good thing. It might be a BOLO item.
Yes, 100%. That's a good point, Michelle. Yeah, looking at all the different logos. And if you know you catch an old one, it could be worth much more money. Duncan said, yesterday on eBay, I had an instant sales. I have must price too cheap. Yeah, that happened to us too. We had to remove our listings because I think we were under with what we're doing. So those things happen sometimes, right? You put something on eBay and it sells immediately. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did I price that too cheaply?
So I also added this for you guys. If you guys really want to geek out about Starbucks mugs, because you know, there are a lot of collectors out there. If you go on Wikipedia, they tell you all the series that Starbucks came up with for all their mugs. You know, a couple of things that I recognize would be the You Are Here series. We have a couple of those before, Been There series. So if you're really geeked out, you can probably make some money by collecting everything and sell them later.
Yeah, or even like in lots and all of that. A collector would sweep those up. And there's so many Starbucks mug collectors. Actually, I'm one of them. So I like to collect Starbucks mugs from cities that I've visited personally around the world. So if I go, speaking of, we have to go back to Georgia, because I bought a mug there and I left it in the hotel for somebody to find. I think it was a couple of mugs. But yeah, that's how I like to collect. It's like, if I visit a place, I want to buy a mug as a memory, like, hey, I went there. And plus, like, I have a mug right here that I'm drinking out of. So I do use them, and it brings me a little bit of joy to like remember that I said I visited once.
Okay, you can get started.
Yeah, just really quick though, Brittany mentioned that she sold a pair of those Chuck Taylor Converse this last week, but she said hers, she only got $20. However, she noticed that sales generate more sales for her. Yeah, I feel like that makes sense, right?
That's yeah. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that, Brittany. Okay, so the very first bolo, be on the lookout. There are two here that sold in November for $428 a pair of Starbucks tumblers. So, you know, what's really popular aside from the mugs are the tumblers. And the tumblers, you could put like iced tea in them, or, you know, we actually don't own any tumblers. We haven't yet bought any for ourselves. We just use the mugs because we drink hot coffee. But these were sold for $428 on a bidding system on eBay. So you can imagine, you know, what they got. They must have made, you know, $300, $300, $350 maybe off of that. So that was really good. And it's the oil slick studded Starbucks tumbler. These look so amazing. And they look like the color pattern's like oil.
Yeah, I don't know why these are so popular. I remember when they were selling this, it was just out of stock immediately. But I don't know why. Is it just because it's really cool looking?
And there's a lot of Starbucks collectors, and every time there's a new model of mug, you're going to want it. But yeah, I mean, it is really cool looking, actually. So the more unusual it is, the better it is going to do, right? Or the better design that the mug has or the tumbler has, the better it's going to do.
Yeah, here's another one. These are also the studded version. It's white and green. This set sold for $389. And it's the same series. So anything studded, I would just be on the lookout.
100%. Yeah. $389 including shipping for this one. And it came from Taiwan. So a lot of people around the world that are located in different places in different countries have become smart to buying all the Starbucks things and going on eBay and selling them to people in the US or like in other countries and things like that. So yeah, people have caught on to that, and they make a whole business out of that. So Rich said that Dunkin' Donuts, mm-hmm. The reason I'm mentioning this, because Dunkin' VR, our moderator, he actually, his New Year's resolution is to eat pizza and burgers. and then Keely Bannister said, I just ate two donuts, Dunkin. So Rich says Dunkin' Donuts are closing numerous locations. Donuts have not been good in years. They used to make them fresh in the store back in the 1970s through 1980s when they sold the chain. We love Dunkin' Donuts. We're big Dunkin' Donuts fans over here. Coffee's good. Donuts are good. Yeah, so thanks for bringing that up. Dunkin' Donuts are yummy. I want a donut now. Okay, sorry. So let's go ahead and continue. What is the next tumbler? The next tumbler is the blue purple Siren Mermaid Tumbler. This is a vintage mm-hmm. cup. It's porcelain, and it has beautiful blue painting of the mermaid, the Starbucks mermaid. And actually, one sold for $120. Another one sold for $88. They totally underpriced. They lost that on $30. But anyway, I wouldn't mind that mug. That's cool.
It's made out of ceramic, which is really
Yeah, and they still do have some of those available made out of ceramics. But it's not as common. But they do still mm-hmm. do those.
Yeah, this next one I absolutely love. This is a 1 gallon mug. This is called the Giant Abbey Classic Ceramic Mug. And this one example here was sold for $700. Another example was sold for $659. So this is probably as big as, I don't know, as how big would this be? 1 gallon.
Well, 1 gallon. So it's going to be, it holds a gallon of liquid. So mm-hmm. imagine having a cup large enough to hold a gallon of milk, right? So it's pretty darn big. And I didn't even know they sold these in 2016. And I wonder what the original price was. But anyway, one of these sold for $700 on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Another one sold for plus shipping. Another one sold for $660 with free shipping. So yeah, those are definitely be on the lookout for giant Starbucks mugs. Yes. And there's another one here. Is this also a gallon? This is 2.5 gallon. So here's another large one. It says it holds 2.5 gallons, although I'm questioning that a little bit. But this is a series one, and it's the Cleveland Skyline, and it also sold one for $630 plus $70 in shipping, and another one for $600 plus $34 in shipping. So be on the lookout for giant Starbucks mugs. They're going to sell for hundreds of dollars.
I think it's 2.5 gallon because the other one had a rounder bottom. This one is pretty much flat. So I believe it.
That's a good point. Yeah, this, no, thank you. That, see, Michelle helps me a lot with certain things like this. 100%, I could see that now. Now, Rich said, do you check comps on the items before listing? That's a Michelle question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. But sometimes, Rich, if I find an item that I absolutely love, I would buy it because if I love it, I think other people would love it too.
Yeah, Michelle has a really good eye. Everything she buys, it sells, like everything. But I'm not surprised in marketing and all of that. So she has a good eye. Now, Nick, Chandra, Glow Girl Glow said, yes, please come to Georgia. I would love to see the both of you. We are coming. We're coming to get you, Chandra. No, I'm just kidding. That sounded horrible. We're going to come visit you and forgot we have a friend in Georgia that, you know, we need to visit. And then we're going to go to Starbucks and grab a mug together. That's not a joke. We're really going to come visit you, Nikki, or Chandra, sorry. All right, go ahead, Michelle.
This next one is Swarovski. I know you can't pronounce that word. Swarovski tumbler. So Swarovski has, I guess, a special edition with Starbucks. And if you see these, please, these are bolos. So this one here for pumpkin spice latte, 10th year anniversary mug. This one sold for $330. And another one that's just a plain, simple silver mug sold for $150.
I'm honestly surprised it didn't sell for more because Swarovski on its own, this crystal that we talked about in the past as a bolo item, does really well. And I would think a collab would go for more than that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would put coffee in there. I think I would never use them because the crystals do come off if you do like wash it pretty rough. It's a collector's item.
That's true, right? It's not one of those cups you want to be drinking coffee out of every single day. Your crystals are gonna fall off, and then you're gonna have to spend a lot of money to replace them. Duncan says, call him Duncan, D-U-N-K-I-N, like Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donut. All right. This is yours.
Yeah. So this is some of the most valuable city mugs, right? So if you can recall when Starbucks first started selling the city mugs, they all pretty much look the same. They just changed the color here and there, right? So North Island, is that New York?
That's New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand. Thank you. Sorry about that. If you are from New Zealand or New York, sold for $720. There were 29 bids on that and plus $23 in shipping. This is just a regular mug. It's just, you know, rare. And another one from Sapporo, Japan, sold for $600 with $100 shipping. I remember these mugs started coming out, I want to say what, like early 2000s? Is that right? Maybe late 90s, I don't know if I recall. Another one is St. Petersburg, which is located in Russia. And this one sold for $180 and $10 shipping. Now, yeah. Duncan's asking if I have started selling my mugs. I will not sell my mugs. They're going to stay with me until I pass away. And then someone can pick them up at an estate sale and sell them. I don't know. Unless I have a younger person that wants them, I could just write them in my will. But no, my mugs are my mugs. I use them every day and they're not going anywhere.
Keely has a funny comment. She said, if I spend £150 on a mug, I wouldn't be using it. I am on the same page. I would probably frame it.
Yeah, it'd be nice decoration.
Yeah, you know what's interesting though is that the country mugs are worth less than the city mugs. So the city mugs are worth a lot more. That's what I noticed.
That makes sense because I would think like those might be more rare, right? Because a lot of people go to the bigger cities, but like who's going to venture out to the smaller countries, especially if you're a collector, right? It'll probably be harder to get. Yeah, I do have a regret though. I bought my sister a Starbucks mug from Kyoto, Kyoto, Japan. It had a beautiful, what do they call those? The women there that dress really nicely. Yeah, I had a beautiful geisha on it. And in my head, I wasn't really collecting at that time. So I just got one for her because she was collecting them. And I always wanted to get one because it was so beautiful. So when I went back to Japan, I think it was like 1 or 2 years later, I was looking for the mug and it was totally gone. Yeah. So that's like my one regret. Like I wish I would have got that. But I actually have another regret because when I was in Hong Kong with you, Michelle, there was also a mug I wanted to get. And for whatever reason, we didn't get it. And then you went to Hong Kong a couple years after and it wasn't there. So if you guys ever see a Starbucks mug that you really like, just get it. Yes. If you don't want it later, you can always sell it. Somebody will buy it. Michelle, did you want to go ahead and share this one?
Yeah, these ones are the country mugs. So we have one from Morocco that is in Africa and it's $90. And another one from Mexico sold for $46. So based on the research, really, the city ones are worth more money. So be on the lookout for those. This is just to show you what it's like to sell one for, you know, with a country name on it.
Okay. That's what you mean by the country is like a country, not like the countryside. That's what I thought you meant.
No. A country name. Like China or Japan versus Sapporo, Kyoto.
Got it. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. So like this mug is from Hong Kong versus a city. So that's kind of cool.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's all for our bolos. I think we went through quite a few special ones and now I know what to look for when we go to estate sales. And now are you ready for our meme? I absolutely love our meme today.
Yes, but I did want to mention that you can also pick up Starbucks tumblers at discount stores and like, you know, they always have those retail stores where like Ross or Marshall's or Home Goods where, you know, they didn't sell everything at the retail store and then they put them there and they're discounted. So you could also find them there. And they don't all have to be vintage, although, of course, vintage always usually gets you more money, or not always, but usually. And you can find them there also. The hot color changing mugs or cups, those do really well. So they're not tumblers, they're not mugs, but they're like kind of like a thinner plastic and they change with hot coffee. Those do really, really well. So if you guys, again... always look up comps. So that was Rich who brought that up. Just look to see what it's sold for on eBay. That's a good place. But we sold. Go ahead, Michelle.
I want to bring up, remember when we went to Disneyland, we bought some Starbucks mugs? Those are also bolo items.
Yeah, because you can only get them at Disneyland or places like that. So anything super, like anything hard to get, you can buy and sell it, and you would probably want to wait a little bit to sell it so it can increase in value. You may want to hold it for a few months, but we sold out of those right away. We wish we would have bought more of those. And you're doing the people who are buying, again, they're collectors, and you're doing them a favor. So, you know, it's like they're paying you for your time and your access to these places, and they're more than happy to pay you because they live, I don't know, 1600 miles away, right? Or who knows how many miles away. And again, they're more than happy to pay for your time and efforts and even money, right? You're using your money to buy it. So yes. Now there's a couple comments. So Keely said, did you watch Gary Vee's Trash Talk miniseries? He would always talk about buying mugs.
Life.
Yeah. Funny story, Keely. That's how we got started doing this from Gary V, check him out online. He has a series on YouTube called Trash Talk. And that's how we got started and inspired to doing this, actually. Yeah, mug life all the way. Hashtag mug life.
All right. I'll let you do the meme.
Okay. Okay, sure. Okay, so here's a meme. There's a Starbucks cup. It says secret message. And then at the bottom, it says, careful, you're extremely hot. So they basically took a Sharpie and they crossed out the contents. You're drinking and the beverage is extremely hot, saying, careful, you're extremely hot. So basically they're hitting on someone using the Starbucks mug. Didn't know you could do that. So it was at the top when the Starbucks guy is smooth. Starbucks guy or gal, right?
Right.
That's cool.
That's funny.
I like this one. Yes, I love this one. All right. Well, thanks, Michelle, for finding that awesome meme. And Keely says, oh, wow, flipping out. That's amazing. I love that series. He had so much energy. Yeah, he's awesome. We love Gary Vee. He helped us get started on this journey. And Rich said, I have Quaker oil ceramic bowls. Are those vintage, Rich? Or do you just use them?
Those are cool. I like the logo. Yeah. It's so old school.
Yes. Wow. That it is pretty cool. Rich says, oh, he's saying like, okay, when it comes to mugs, he says, just wrap them in paper, keep a small box or two in your vehicle. You'll be okay. So do you know how to ship a mug, Michelle? We've shipped quite a few. How can you recommend someone who finds these mugs to get them safely to their owner so they don't break in the process?
Bubble wrap, paper wrap, and a box in a box.
Yes, a box in a box with your delicate items. We've learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
And always bubble wrap first, put craft paper in between the first space, in between the space between the bubble wrap and the first box, put craft paper in between the space of the first box and the second box. And we do owe you guys some videos on YouTube on how to box items. Again, thanks for your patience. We need to hire someone to help us make the videos because we just don't have the time to do it on our own. We do have the footage, but we need someone to help us make those videos. So excellent, Michelle. Thank you for a great slide. So if you want to see what we just talked about on our podcast online, go to youtube.com/flippinggals1g and you could visually see us and you could see the comments from all our guests today. And you could also see what Michelle put together. And Duncan says he's eating a cheeseburger right now. So bon appetit, Duncan. And Glow Girl Glow said, please wrap it carefully because it's tossed around at the post office. And, you know, our friend Chandra Glow Girl Glow is a United States Postal Service worker. So thanks for that tip, Chandra. We appreciate that so much. In reality, items do get tossed around. So thank you so much for that. We appreciate that. So wonderful. Thank you guys so, so much for being here. We can't wait to see you again the next time. We will be here in 2 days, Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you can make it, we would appreciate you coming and asking questions. We're going to be talking about using some of the reselling money to put into investments with our friend, Terry, who's from Evolving Always Productions. And we can't wait to see her on Thursday and see you guys as well. Have a beautiful rest of your evening. Please take care of yourselves. And stay healthy and safe. And we look forward to the next time. Have a good night. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Like, share, and direct message us during the week if you want to talk to us or even have questions about getting started on reselling yourselves.